What are your thoughts on the game?
I'm really disappointed in our lack of toughness. I think we were as soft as I've ever seen one of my teams play. I've never, ever seen my team play softer. Any team in my whole entire coaching career has never played this soft as we did tonight. I give credit to Houston because they wanted it. They really wanted it. Every loose ball they wanted, every rebound they wanted. And I know that was a big win for Joe and his team, and that's great because they got, you know, they needed that confidence and everything else. But, you know, if Renee Taylor, if you're not inspired by Renee Taylor's performance, if you're on our team and you're not inspired by that performance, then you don't have a pulse. And I don't know how to coach you if you don't have a pulse.
What did you say to him after the game?
Basically that.
And at halftime, the game was going back and forth. I feel like Samson on kind of working you all favor.
Mm-hmm.
You all prefer the game to be up-tempo and high-scoring.
Yeah.
What did you talk to him about at halftime?
Well, I really think the biggest key was when we were up 37-30 and coming out of that 4-minute media, and I felt like we could have put him away, and then we had our three starters on the bench for two fouls. And when they tied it at half, I just thought that really turned the game. That 7-0 run, and then start the second half, like, you know, we didn't score, but probably 4 points in about 10 minutes, and that was really crucial. The last 2 minutes of the first half, and you know, about 6 minutes into the second half, and that was crucial. And that, I think, was just a matter of focus and intensity and passion. You know, when we played with passion, we were fine.
Now, was this game after winter break, anything like that? You guys on?
Yeah, we're not in class right now. We're going to Ole Miss tomorrow to play on Thursday, then we'll go home.
So would you say that they were, I guess, rusty or?
Oh, no. The scary part is I really felt like the team was pretty focused and excited about the game going in. And, you know, I thought we played well in the first half. We didn't overcome the adversity of having foul trouble, and I don't think our bench stepped up. You know, we've been having some nice play from the bench, but tonight we didn't. We had unfocused people coming off the bench, and so when we're in that adversity where Brittany's got foul trouble and Aubrey's got foul trouble and Renee's got foul trouble, and Morita was sick, but still, that's what a team's all about. That's you get your opportunity to step up. Some of our new players just need to understand how to step up on the road.
And what have you heard, this is my first time seeing Renee play, but what have you heard about her coaching?
Well, I mean, she's on the list, I know. I think she is as good of a performance as she had tonight. Just imagine if she didn't have to handle the ball and score. You know, if she could just be a point guard or be a two, but, you know, tonight she had to be both, and God bless her. I mean, it's a heck of a performance, but she's in the locker room. She said she could care if she scored 42 because we don't let them matter.
Thank you. All right, thank you.
Yeah.